Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
I told you, Pat. I tried to warn you.
Man.
I said, what did I say? Feign sickness, run for your life. But no, you're here.
So we're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. The guy who looks like he's off to play golf at the club is Ace.
I need a caddy.
Oh, that would be, I'll caddy for you. That'd be hilarious.
I bet
you wouldn't.
Never, ever happen.
I can't do it today. I'm busy. But
of course.
Well, we have a Chick McGee at the sports desk. That's comedian Pat Godwin.
Hey,
Pat's going to be part of a very special thing coming up. I can't give you too much information. I can just say mid-August special event with Pat Godwin and Greg Hahn and Joshy.
Josh?
Me? Tell you about it later. That's Josh. That's Christy Lee right next to me. This is Tom speaking. Okay, now, you had a story, Chick, about... Who was it? Some NFL guy's all pissed because TSA went through his mother's ashes or something.
He had his ashes packed in his suitcase, okay, a lineman for the Giants.
Got my ashes packed. I'm ready to go.
My mama's here.
At the door. I called away, queue up to say.
She's not breathing on a jet plane. There are rules about flying.
With ashes.
With ashes that a simple visit to the world of the internet would have told this fellow.
And they are?
When traveling with ashes, carry the cremated remains in an urn that can pass through an X-ray machine. Keep the urn in your carry-on bag.
So not a lead-lined urn.
Check to see if your urn is labeled flight ready. And the urn meets the standards of the TSA, which any qualified
crematory there are urns
the one on the left
will
there.
Know.
There are urns that say flight ready?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The person who cremated his mother, the funeral home, should have gone through all of this with him.
Well, maybe he didn't know he was flying with them.
What do you mean? He was just threw in his underwear, threw in a couple pairs of socks.
Well, the guy at the funeral home.
Bag.
How did he know he was going to fly with his mother's ashes?
I don't know. Maybe the guy would have told him. Hey, here are the ashes.
Well, maybe he didn't think to...
Yeah, I'm sure thinking is probably low on this guy's list.
Oh, my gosh. Your mother has died. Says, you're picking up her ashes. I think there's a lot of other things going through your brain.
Oh, I've been through all this. I'm just saying this guy tears up the TSA because they see this is their job. They don't know if it's C4 or his grandmother in that bag.
How about say some explosive instead of
It says,
C4.
Talk to a licensed funeral director before traveling internationally with cremated remains. Carry
I'll accompany you.
Documentation from the funeral home. Blah, 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 blah.
That's my funeral
in,
director.
In any event, it's all out there in the world of the internet. So be careful if you're traveling with grandmama in the
The TSA game. Responded to Francis on Twitter, AJ Francis, lineman for the Giants. Quote, our officers are trained to handle your carry-on and check property with care. Out of respect for the deceased, under no circumstances should the container be opened. Please accept our apologies and our condolences. Sincerely, the TSA.
That makes me think it wasn't a regular... Like,
was it
They had to open the container because they didn't know what it was. Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't marked.
Yeah.
The ones in these photographs.
Like a cigar box?
All marked.
Yeah, could have been a cigar box.
A Hot Wheels case? Remember those? God, those were great.
Yes, the case that you would carry your Hot Wheels around in.
You hold 24
compartments
cars.
Yeah, 24 cars where all the individual.
All the cars.
Yes. Very, very nice.
Like a small lunchbox.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Pat Godwin has joined us in the studio. I understand we have a song coming up. A
couple of them, yeah.
Okay, we'll certainly look forward to that.
What about a song challenge?
They're all challenges when I do
them. We could do a song challenge. But first, what have you got over there?
A man famous for portraying dead bodies on screen is retiring. According to the Columbus Dispatch, Chuck Lamb said he became an actor as a bucket list thing. Calls himself the dead body guy, even set up a website under that name to garner more roles. He's endured at least 11 deaths on screen and says he would like to appear in The Walking Dead before he retires his dead guy role.
So in that, he'd actually be in motion then.
And he'd go to Florida. Well, he's died on screen before. He's not just always been laying in a casket.
Oh, I see. So he's not just always been a corpse.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Huh.
Yeah.
So he's...
He's good at dying.
Okay. It's a living.
Yeah.
I guess. He's going to Florida. That's the place to go.
Retire to Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do there.
Federal law. Retire, you go to Florida.
Okay. Good luck to him. And we'll move on. What else have you got?
A man tried to light a cigarette with the flames coming from his burning car after rear-ending an SUV westbound on I-80,
that's like
according to the California Highway Patrol.
This is like a Tarantino movie.
A witness reported seeing the male driver and female passenger attempt to switch seats before officers arrived. Ah! The witness reported that the shirtless man had tried to light a cigarette with the burning car before trying to run into the blaze. There's a lot going on.
Trying
here.
To run into the blaze.
The fire was likely caused by a punctured fuel line. Officers arrested him for driving under the influence. At least.
You'd think you'd light the cigarette, then walk away, and then when the car explodes, not look back.
That's like, right.
Sure,
children.
Yeah.
Not that blink
classic.
Or anything, just keep walking, yeah.
Not toasting marshmallows or...
Yeah.
Trying to run back into the fire, that seems like a bad idea. Did he leave his pot in the car or something? What was he going after?
I don't know.
We can jump into the fire.
Great song.
That is kind of a badass move, though.
To run back into a burning flame?
No, to try to light a cigarette is...
Oh.
You got to hand it to the guys.
I mean, it's funny, but then to run and try to run into the blaze indicative of insanity.
Yeah, well, yeah, sadly. Yeah. Whipping out a Marlboro and walking over to your flaming car.
Yeah.
It's kind of James Bond-like.
Sure.
Of course, in James Bond case, it would have been a Aston Martin, and he wouldn't have, it would have been very cool.
It would have been one of the bad guys' cars that was flaming, actually.
You mean like Roger Moore or one of those?
No, I mean like Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery. Would have, that's your favorite Bond, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like the lesser Bond?
Yeah. Not Daniel Craig.
The lesser Bond.
Not at all. And, of course, James Bond wouldn't have gotten the DUI.
No.
The cops would have also...
You know he drove buzzed. You know he did.
Sure. No, sure. He drove responsibly. He only had one martini.
I don't think that's right, Moneypenny.
I've had several.
I don't think that's correct.
Moneypenny, it seems that your panties are in my pocket. How did this happen?
Oh, my gosh. Sean Connery's 87.
Wow.
It's the coolest thing would be if he was in the next Bond movie as a villain.
That would be great.
That would be cool.
He'd be great at it, too, but I don't think they could come up with enough money to make that happen. Christy, what else is going on?
Here's one reason not to eat your vegetables. Public service from the Bob and Tom Show. Over 200 people have become sick after eating Del Monte vegetables contaminated with a parasite that can cause what authorities describe as explosive bowel movements.
Oh, boy.
Well, I see why we're reading this story.
According to the Centers for Disease...
Happy 4th of July.
Oh.
He loves these sorts of stories. According to the word explosive.
Centers for Disease Control and the FDA, the recalled Del Monte vegetable trays and dip affected customers in Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Those taken ill were diagnosed with cyclosporiasis. I don't know how to say that. Saporius? Cyclosporius.
Nailed it.
Bad
the
news.
CDC said seven people
this
were actually
is the
hospitalized.
Age of Saporius. The age of Saporius.
Boom. Saporius.
I'm sure.
Boom.
Twitter will be quick to tell me. Symptoms of the intestinal infection include diarrhea, explosive bowel movement, stomach pain, bloating, nausea, and vomiting, among other symptoms.
This is from Del Monte's.
It's the cut up vegetables that are already in a tray.
The veggie tray and dip.
I'm a sucker for those. All those pre-cut vegetables, man, just grab them.
Yeah. Favorite pre-cut vegetable?
Carrot.
Oh.
Like the carrot. Because Bugs Bunny ate carrots.
Mm, me too. I got to tell you, nothing tastier.
You?
Yeah, carrot, celery, radish.
Radish.
Oh, I love a radish.
Love it.
Yeah.
Radish tastes like dirt.
What?
No.
Radish tastes
they have
like
any
dirt.
Taste?
Maybe you should wash them.
Yeah, they've got kind of a spice. I think they're a little spicy.
Christy, will you tell Christy I'm not speaking to her?
Christy, Chick isn't speaking to you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not touching you.
Chick, they are earthy. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, they're earthy.
Like a root vegetable.
Oh, right. My criticism is founded. Okay.
You dip that in some hummus?
Yeah, who doesn't wake up in the morning going, man, today is the day I'm going to do radishes for lunch?
Yeah, what a stupid.
You don't like radishes?
Vegetable.
I love them. Love them.
They're tasteless.
I do too.
No,
I
they've, got like a, they've got a little kick to them.
Yeah, they do.
Well, if you're doing shots.
No.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you're a drunkard, too. What do you think of that?
coming up. Now, I understand, Mr. Godwin, you've written a song about an item in the news from last week.
Oh, yeah.
And this involves the so-called period blanket.
Yeah, when we were on the air last Friday, I had it, but I was just a little impaired. Remember, I got food poisoning last week and I didn't get around to it.
Did you get Del Montezuma's revenge, too?
I had
Thai restaurant
revenge.
I see. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We got a guest in the house. Would be comedian Pat Godwin. He's got his guitar out. We'll hear from him in a matter of moments. I can see Ace right over there, our engineer. That's Chick McGee at the sports desk doing some research, I'm sure.
I'm all caught up in Sean Connery this morning. I don't know why.
Okay, that's Josh over there. That's Christy Lee. I'm Tom. We were talking about James Bond because Christy had an unusual story about a car crash and the car was on fire. The guy walked over trying to be cool, lit a cigarette off his burning car before being arrested.
Promptly.
Yes, so that was kind of a fun story. I was just saying, if James Bond had done that, and I think you correct it, it would obviously be one of the bad guys' cars.
Yeah. And because his car wouldn't be.
Yeah, his car. He would.
Usually.
Yeah. But if it did crash, he would be very cool.
He would, yeah.
And he'd light it up and
walk
if it was the
away.
Bad guy, he'd light the cigarette, walk away, and the car would blow up and he wouldn't even look back.
He'd just
actually
keep walking.
He might crash his own car.
Yes.
And then M would be upset about it. Or Q. Q would be upset about it.
I do pay attention, 007.
Yeah.
we still have four payments, 007. Yeah. Yes, I'm guessing this guy probably had two more payments on that Ford Pinto, which is now a vintage.
Please stop messing around car. With the car.
Okay, we have a lot to get to here, including a special request. Christy, you had a weird story about a guy who's an actor, but he primarily played corpses.
Yeah, he plays a dead guy.
Plays a dead guy?
Yeah, a lot.
But he's
going to retire and move to Florida. Yes.
I was thinking about that.
Chuck Lamb is
if everybody knew this
name.
Guy did that, would...
How old was he when he died?
No, he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, he's...
He's an actor.
Oh, he's alive!
Yeah. He's just retiring.
He's famous for...
He pretends to be dead.
Huh. So I'm just
or
saying,
he dies in a
good.
Scene.
If you're at a funeral and this guy comes, are you know, is he doing research for the role? Or hey, Chuck, you here to mourn or just get some tips? But it reminded me of one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite songs from Haywood Banks. It's a very short song, but it's got a lot of meaning. So listen very carefully.
La 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 la. I am older than a lot of famous dead guys. A lot of famous dead guys didn't live as long as me. Oh, sure, they accomplished more in a lot less time. But they are dead, and what good does that do you? La 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 la. La 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 la. Now if I become real famous and they know me around the world, when I croak everyone can say he sure didn't do as much as some other dead guys. But he had more time to do it in. La 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 la. La 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 la.
It's a lesson there. Haywood Banks on the Bob and Tom Band of Orchestra. And a lot of famous dead guys.
Yes.
Didn't live as long as me, so kinda makes you feel worthless. Can you get that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm calling in about that chick in the news yesterday where the cops said they found a baggie of drugs stored in her cooter.
Uh-huh.
Or Christy had a story or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
she had
have
a
that.
Bunch of stuff stashed in a baggie, I guess, inside her
but
mommy.
The part I liked is you said the cops even called it a fist full of drugs.
Yes.
Fistful.
Swear to God.
They could have said
it
an orange.
It was in the report.
No.
It said that she had meth, coke, and ecstasy, and PCP, FDIC, all of it.
Uh-huh.
And from the sounds of it, she was using it less as a vaginal canal and more of a rave cave.
Uh-huh.
Swear to God. The only thing missing was the strobe lights of that crappy techno drum and bass music they play.
Hate that.
See, I never understood that loud drum beat and bass music together. Sounds like a timing belt broke. Hey, let's take the two worst parts of a band and combine them together. It makes no sense to me. I guess if you're pied stone and can't hold your mud, it would sound good, but... And I still can't believe the cops said it was fist-sized amount of drugs. How ain't she won an ESPY on Pornhub yet with that kind of, or been on Mythbusters? I swear to God. Hey, chick, wouldn't you hate to be this chick's boyfriend?
Heck yeah.
Worse yet, her side piece. I mean, there's got to be a spare bedroom in there by now.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez, Donnie.
You'd be going at it, feel something rubbing up against you, and you have to be all awkward. Hey, baby, is that your IUD? She'd be like, no, that's just my Colt 45. And then you have to be like, okay, you talking pistol or malt liquor? Swear to God.
Yikes.
Think about it. She'd be great to take to concerts, though. Hell, Patty Ferguson came in handy at ways. She'd always double the size of her front butt, and we'd beat the bar. And, you know, end up eating lukewarm cold cuts the whole night, drinking for free. That's the only way to see Billy Idol's. This chick, damn, she could spread her legs and be the star of Storage Wars. Swear to God. I gotta go.
That's a terrible thing to say. Yikes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very informative.
Yeah, police did describe it as a fist. They didn't say an orange or a, you know, baseball.
Yeah, nope.
A fist size stash of drugs.
You think they're having a little fun? Did that on purpose? Get a little laugh? Call it a fist size?
Oh, probably. I don't know. Now, we've been joined by comedian Pat Godwin. Pat, you said you've written a song about this story from the New York Post. I got it right here. This was from last week. The underwear company Thinx, T-H-I-N-X.
Yep.
Which obviously is a takeoff on Spanx.
Which now I get ads for every day, all day long on my social media.
Because you Googled a Thinx to the
show? No, I think, that or we talked about it. It's so creepy.
Hmm. Well, they make special underpants, apparently. They're anti-leak panties, I guess. Is that fair to say? Which is, you know, if you need them, great. It'd be nice to have those. I'm going to read this verbatim. They are coming out with a blanket, quote, to enable lovemaking during Aunt Flo's time in town.
Yeah.
So.
A little pricey.
Their spokeswoman, Dani Berkowitz, D-A-N-I, says, instead of putting an old towel down, why not elevate your experience? this blanket's actually quite pricey.
$369, was that what it was?
$369, yeah. You can buy it on the Thinx website. So if you want to have a close encounter during this particular time of the month, you can now get it with this very expensive blanket. By the way, didn't you say, Christy, that it's washable but can't be put in the dryer?
Yeah.
So you have to hang dry.
So that's appropriate. I mean, who has room to hang dry a blanket?
Well, maybe if you live in a place where you've got a balcony, like a high rise.
Maybe.
And your people across the way think you're from Japan.
If it's washed, then it shouldn't be.
I only have one pole for the clothesline. Hence, I have no clothesline.
What happened to the other pole?
I don't know.
Maybe what you've got is a tetherball pole.
Yeah, I've got a tetherball pole.
You have our grassy clothes.
It's like a T, and there's an electrical outlet at the top of it. It's cool. I mean, and the electrical outlet works, but there's no...
You're having a hammock.
I'm going to have to...
Why do you need an electrical outlet on a...
I don't know, Christy. I don't know.
Clothesline.
I was just trying to be funny. Mm.
I'm just asking a question.
Obviously has been
falling flat. Pat, so your song is about this particular
It's not my song. It's actually a U2 song. A lot of these classic rock guys will sell their songs to be commercials. They'll make a little extra money on the side.
Yeah. Sure,
so this would be Bono from U2's take on the Thinx blanket, the period blanket.
The period blanket.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Is the guitar up?
Yes.
Sounds beautiful.
I'm going to have to really belt this one, so hang in there. Here we go. Back up. I got my sunglasses on. I am standing. I'm ready to go. Here we go. Oh, your aunt flows in town. But please don't be shy. I know why every month you break down and cry. But on top of my mattress, there is no shame. Where the sheets have no stains. I bought a Thinx blanket to put on the bed. I see the string there proclaiming you have a code red. No flag of Japan. No need to explain. Where the sheets have no stains.
Where the sheets have no stains. Where the sheets have no stains. This one's for all the girls on cycles.
Nice. Pat Godwin.
Woo!
I hope that Bono doesn't sell that one.
He looks like he's run a mile. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm not okay.
The one that's ubiquitous right now is Go Your Own Way. Fleetwood Mac tune is now on a drug commercial that plays pretty much constantly. there's a big, I guess, like a legal issue with members of the Doors. And obviously people have wanted to buy Light My Fire forever. But they're not going to sell it, apparently. So, it's good to know.
Why wouldn't they just take the easy money? It's money for nothing.
Well, they're probably doing okay.
Chicks for free. Chicks,
only two of them left. let's move on.
Our songs are far too important to be used in a commercial. Relax.
Oh, I think it's kind of cool.
Here's the check.
Jeez.
How much?
We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else is happening?
How about some sexy things to do with your phone, according to the latest Cosmopolitan magazine?
All right.
Operational August stuff, issue. not the physical things.
How to spice up things in the bedroom, if you will.
Oh, with your phone?
Yes. Okay. For example, turn on the flashlight. Feature in your dark bedroom, illuminate different parts of your body or your partner.
someone.
What about this?
Someone sat down and wrote this, is what you're saying.
All right, we won't do
that. Seems fairly gynecological.
Well, I don't think you need to do it that obvious. I mean,
so
turning
on a light.
Actually, they say illuminate different parts of your clothed body, then instructs your partner to take them off.
Oh, so you're not walking in with your flashlight and speculum?
No.
One of those things the doctors wear around their heads.
So when I point to my shoes, you take them off, okay? I read your Cosmo.
Jeez.
What? Right. No. I want to hear more, Christy. What else?
I love this guy. I love this character. Bring him back a lot.
I like that, too.
I like it very much.
Okay, what else do you do with your phone for sexy time?
Set your phone's timer for 3 minutes, then start having sex. At the
What am I, an egg?
What am I, in a rodeo?
What do you do the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
Oh.
So you sit there for 3 minutes.
At the buzzer. No, you're having sex. And then at the buzzer, you switch positions.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean, Josh?
So 3 minutes?
You go from being asleep on your belly to being asleep on your back.
Wow. According to sexologist Megan Stubbs,
you repeat
until you find the position.
Don't you fall asleep after?
That makes you both go wild.
I don't fall asleep after. I'm also on panic medication. So
you, oh, this right. is a
yeah,
great
this
game.
Is 3 minutes
for you.
Is nothing.
Yeah, you go forever. You're like the Ever Ready Bunny.
God, please tell me you last longer than 3 minutes.
These are jokes.
Okay.
Thomas is a sexual athlete. We all know setting records for size, duration.
Tape the audio at your next hot hookup with, of course, your lover's consent and the lover you're with. I would hope, not the guy. Do it through the voice memo app. Do you use your voice memos ever?
I do not. How does that work?
You don't use voice memos ever? It's the greatest.
It's just like having a little recorder.
Yeah. You don't record on your phone?
Don't you do the texting with voice?
Yeah, I do texting with voice.
But the voice memo is
dictated, not proofread.
So then when you're out to eat later that week, casually replay that file to titillate.
I could backfire.
For the waitress.
Yes.
Hello to this.
Tell me about tonight's special.
That's delicious.
Screenshot a photo of a couple sex toy you find online. Doodle, I want this over the image and send it to your lover.
All right.
So, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're supposed to take a photograph of a sex toy
that you would like and then send it to your lover, and then maybe they will purchase it later, or...
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Guys, do not do that with a picture of your woman's sister.
No, that would not work. Snap and send close-up pics of your curves and make your partner guess which area of your body they're from.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's probably going to be elbow.
Yeah. Jeez, either she hasn't shaved in a while or that's his armpit.
Oh, yeah. Butt neck. Really, your elbow.
That is one ugly orifice. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's
toe jam.
It's toe jam. He said toe jam.
Interesting ideas. Do you like any of those, Christy? Any of those appeal to you?
I don't know.
Explain the timer when I'm a little unclear on this.
So you set your phone timer for 3 minutes.
Okay.
You start having sex with your partner. When the timer buzzes, you change positions, set the timer again.
So I'll walk you through this, Josh. you're ready for action.
Yeah.
You set the timer.
All right.
After 3 minutes, you switch hands.
That's the joke. That's the joke right there.
If it weren't so funny, I'd be upset.
Oh, you're upset, Josh.
I hate you.
Oh, God, sorry.
Do any of those... an interesting thing.
But I mean...
I think the sound of the buzzer, though, because I don't know, that would be kind of a turnoff for me, I think.
That's my alarm clock.
Well, yeah, mine
change,
too.
You can change whatever sound you want for your alarm, though.
That's true.
The notion is everyone's got these phones and they're in bed.
Right, and they're just sitting there.
That's the main thing. Isn't the best thing to turn them off?
Yes.
Would you take a call during this sort of activity?
No. Not unless
would
it was
you you're going to glance at it and see who it is?
If it's my kids, I would. I mean, if it's an emergency.
But I mean, that means you've got to look at your phone.
Well.
Oh, sorry. It's just a news alert. Oh, good news. They got the kids out of the
hold on. I'm waiting for an approval code.
Don't you have certain ringtones for your kids?
Oh, no. Can that be done?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember our conversation?
Oh,
this was
God.
Like 7 or 8 years when the phone, if you can think about it, they can do it.
You can set a special ringtone for everybody that calls you, and you can also use the voice memo thing is actually
you get
really
off, show me that during the break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds very good.
No, my phone does not usually
so
ring
So would you put
nine.
Like, can you put like a little sexy melody there for this 3 minute?
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, something
on switch thing.
Yes, of course you could.
What would you put in there?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
I'd put in that little chime like when you were a kid and it was telling you to flip the page.
Ring.
Kind of like heaven.
That's pretty good.
An angel sound.
Yeah, I don't really think you want to bring the phone into the bedroom, frankly.
No, or turn the sound off or something.
You put it on silent.
Okay, so you have a special ring for each. How many special rings do you have?
I have 3.
Can I guess who they are?
Yeah, go ahead.
Your 2 children and your mom?
Yep.
They're very good.
Mm-hmm. Is your mom's da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da
da da da da da da da da da
da da da
da
What is your mom's ring? Is it just a you know what it is?
Yeah, it's just a different. It's not a special.
Not like her voice.
No,
Christy,
just pick up the phone.
It's just a.
Why aren't you answering?
Yeah. It's me. Pick up. No,
your sister would have answered.
Your sister would have answered. I like her best.
Wow, you guys are helping.
Remember, these are on, fellas.
Oh.
What happened?
Nothing. We have a lot to get to here. That would include brassieres in the news today.
And Speedos. Let's not leave you guys out.
Didn't we have a story one time that like 75% of women are wearing the wrong size bra?
We had the lady in here.
Didn't we have that? Yeah.
78%.
78% of
women
wearing the wrong bra.
We had a woman who travels all over the world
helping
women get the right size brassiere. She
too
was
small, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lots of different problems, but brassieres are back in the news. We'll find out about that. And anybody like jigsaw puzzles? I know I really do like them.
I love them.
I'm indifferent.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like the challenge of putting things together.
I've got this phobia about jigsaw puzzles. I like them now, but I think I'm at the end. I see me at the home doing the jigsaw puzzle, so I want to stay away from them as long as I can. That's my thinking.
Oh,
that's very interesting.
It's kind of scary.
Saving up all the talent for.
I lost one of the corner pieces.
I lost Kitty's elbow.
I used to be on the radio.
Yes, that's right.
And he's mad at me.
That's exactly right.
You know, no, I'm funny enough.
Do you know who I was?
Yesterday, I
used to be somebody.
I was doing a crossword, and the mimosa came up, and I said, I'll have another.
Stole my dark rum.
Sorry. We will come right back and find
that's
out about
exactly the scenario.
All of those things. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Hear that? That can mean just one thing. It's the return of the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I look around the room. It's kind of hazy, but there's a man over there. Looks like he's going to be going golfing. It's Ace Cosby, the rock and roll legend. I don't really see you on the links, Ace. Wait a minute. It's getting hazy.
He looks like a creamsicle.
It's kind of a like orangey pink.
I'm playing the back nine.
Like instead of a vanilla ice cream, it was kind of a coffee ice cream squirting up from the.
That sounds good.
That does sound good.
It's melon.
Melon. Oh, it is melon. That color is melon. Shirt? I think you're right.
That's Chick McGee. That's Pat Godwin with a guitar over there. I can see him from here. That's Josh. That's Christy. I'm Tom. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll get another song out of Pat in just a second here. Right now, Christy, you said you had a couple things you wanted to get to.
Ladies, the New York Post
reports. You didn't do that right.
Ladies.
Ladies. Hey, lady.
The New York Post reports your bra could be giving you headaches. Why? Because it doesn't fit properly. Did you know that one D-cup breast weighs over 1 pound? That's a pound on your chest that's likely to be straining your neck and could cause headaches.
So, top heavy, look. You got it. Or as Tom would say, hey, big top. You nut.
Research shows 70.
Is the brassiere causing you the headache or the.
May I finish?
Okay, go ahead.
Research shows 78% of women across the globe are wearing the incorrect size bra, often leading to back, shoulder, breast, and neck pain.
And headaches.
If you have a larger bust, go for styles with thicker straps and a wider band with more hooks. 3-band hooks or more will help keep your bust in line, and the thicker straps, rather, will provide increased leverage. Yeah, because if you have neck pain and shoulder pain, it's going to cause your head to hurt. If you're
Josh, ever have a bra give you a headache? You know, in the back seat of a Buick.
Sure, yeah.
Trying to figure out that complex engineering, how the thing's hooked up.
Never been a problem.
Chick McGee's the expert.
1, 2, 3.
Never, even in your younger days, you always just knew how to unhook a bra.
Did you practice on your mother's bra?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Is anyone on my side now?
Oh, my God.
How about that?
I am. I mean, he got you and me in one fell swoop.
I don't know how I learned that, but I did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we had the lady
I've
in here.
I've always done it the same way.
We had this lady in here that was, she travels the world trying to help women get the proper brassiere, and she does custom-made ones. And
just as exciting as it sounds.
No, I mean, well, if you wore a bra, you'd want to have a proper
She
one,
had bras that had cups as big as that NFL helmet on them, remember?
Well, that's ridiculous.
No, it was true, though.
That's too big. Yeah, isn't there a thing as too big?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
That's way too big.
Come on.
It's biology. Somebody has, you got to deal with what you got to deal with, and... Hmm. In some cases, man-made.
Yes.
In other cases, nature's own.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like an article you'd find in a Red Book about 1974. But the topic remains important.
I don't think so. They would have shut Red Book down in 74 if they did something about bras, wouldn't they?
Red Book
wasn't Playboy was the only...
No, but I mean just an article explaining what this is all about. It's kind of important information, if you ask me.
Let me get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmack.
Kenny!
Hey, shooting, we just landed. I'm in ATL, just got in from TPA through MCO. Bra sizes, huh?
Yeah.
My last girlfriend, Karen, 34B, always made me nervous. I was like, wow, trying to undo that, I felt like I was still 2 terminals away. I know. I had to call you guys today. I heard Christy talking about, different features on her phone that come in handy during sex?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, not to top you there, Christy, but I've developed a list of things that come in handy with your smartphones during travel.
Oh, nice.
Well, and, you know, if that goes smoothly, it can be better than sex some days. I know. What I like to do is take the virtual stopwatch on my phone and see how long it takes the sky hag to ask me what I'd like to drink during pre-board. Let's just set the over-under at 3 minutes. Uh-huh. Any more than 3 minutes, just yell, "What's up in the galley, Sally?" I know. Trust me, she'll love it. Christy mentioned the flashlight. Uh-huh. Well, here's a fun game. Take the flashlight on your phone and shine it way down to the crack of your seat back pocket. I know. You'll see a glimpse of what I call the traveler's trail mix. It's almost like Vegas. Sometimes you'll find jewelry, sometimes even an iPad, but usually it's just toenails and tonsil stones. I know. Oh, and this is a fun thing to do. Once they start boarding Zone 7 people, we've all had to sit by the crying baby, right? So take your phone and throw it at them. Now we've got something to cry about. Sorry about your colic, cowboy, but I've got two layovers, and we're already delayed because your mom can't break down a stroller in less time than it took to melt Stonehenge.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, are you okay? Really? 38E. Hey, look, Rithike, we just landed. I'll call you from Phoenix. We just landed.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Kenny. That was very, very helpful. Kenny Tarmac, once again, that was an interesting route he was taking, wasn't it?
Always, yeah.
Okay. Christy, back to you.
A new study revealed 99% of women wouldn't want to be seen with their partner if that partner happens to be wearing a tiny Speedo. The vacation organization called On the Beach conducted the survey.
In the grocery store.
The results show that only 1% of women think their partner would look good in a Speedo. Is that because they don't like the Speedo or because their partners are out of shape?
I don't think anyone looks good in a Speedo, even if you're in incredible shape.
They really don't, yeah.
Even swimmers, like Olympic swimmers?
I
think it's embarrassing.
Well, it depends if it's good.
It's embarrassing. Put your hog away.
That boy.
There was a guy who went on Ninja Warriors wearing a Speedo.
Yeah.
A Tennessee swim team, and it was embarrassing. Put that hog away, mister.
Did he have a hog?
Yeah, he had a hog.
Well, the Speedo tends to accentuate. The famous Borat Speedo that was had the straps.
Well,
that's not a Speedo.
Like a hammock or a thong or whatever.
Well, like a mankini.
I mean, Speedo makes a lot of nice products, but I think when you say a Speedo, it's associated with
what is? I wonder what that's called.
Sure,
what that style
the teeny
is
tiny
called.
Racing I mean, suit or what?
Very European. A lot of European dudes
like
wear
a bikini look on a guy. It is a very European thing.
If you ever go on holiday, they wear them.
The ladies are saying they don't particularly care for
if
them.
Their partner wore them. I think they would be a little bit embarrassed for them. I think maybe that's it. Maybe they're embarrassed for their partner.
They're showing off.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's kind of a weenie wink situation.
Well, maybe he's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd rather not have everyone speculating.
a tiny bump.
Well, I think a man who wears one has to feel very secure in his masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't you?
That are not clear where he stands in the realm of...
You really don't think
the male member.
You're clear.
I'm doing okay. Yeah, we have a comedian Pat Godwin here with a guitar. We have another song coming up.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Give us the teaser. What's the topic?
You commissioned this one. You like the Leon Redbone character. You said, "Give me something like that again," and you actually gave me a topic. Boom.
Oh, okay. Oh, that one. Okay.
Boom. A boom.
Boom. Song.
Song.
Okay. And maybe we can do the Leon Redbone knockoff again too. I like that very much. We'll get to that with Pat Godwin next. This is the Bob and Tom Show.